for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Hey, we are always encouraging you guys, if you have a problem going on in your life, can't figure it out yourself, and you don't really want to go to your friends or your family because sometimes they're too close to a situation and they can't be objective, then go ahead and email us or call us and we will give your problem to the Burt Show community and at least you'll get a whole bunch of different things to chew on, right? And you can always do that by going to the website at theburtshow.com. And David hit us up with one a couple of days ago. He's looking over an email right now from his girlfriend and he can't quite figure out what she's trying to say.
Okay.
All right.
David, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How are you today?
Good. I'm good. I'm doing okay. I just need some advice on something.
All right. Well, now, Tracy told us that you got an email from, is this your current girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, how long y'all been going out?
15 months.
Oh my God, you're
sounds
talking
like
a mother.
Of a baby.
Yeah. That's mommy spit.
Oh, well,
no, a little over a year.
A year and 3 months. Okay.
There you go. You're talking metric, and I'm talking miles and pounds and all that.
All right, so give us a little history on you and your girlfriend in 15 months.
Well, we met actually at work, and we hid the relationship, and she actually got a better job somewhere else, so she ended up going somewhere else. So it worked out okay, and everything's fine. I mean, we're really happy together, and everything's great. I mean, I'm not ready for marriage yet. I mean, we're quite young, and I'm just not ready for it. I just don't know. I'm just not ready for it. I don't know if she's really.
All right, that's understandable.
Yeah.
It's
only
one
ready
or,
for it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I can do it.
And the relationship's not even a toddler yet. It's only 15 months old, so this is understandable.
Welcome to the comforting arms of Burton Company.
No, so I'm not in that place. I mean, she makes jokes sometimes, but she's so cool about it. Everything she says is really cool. Okay. And then just. I got this note, and she left. She went for a trip to New York. She's going to be back basically Sunday.
This is a business trip, or this is a vacation, or?
It's business, but she extended it for a little bit to meet, hang out with her friends.
All right.
Okay. She gave me this letter, and she sent me this, and it was really sweet. It was really, really, really sweet. Like, it was quite long, actually. I mean, she doesn't usually write long letters. It was really awesome. And then she put a P.S. at the end.
The P.S. will always get you.
It was a little scary.
Okay, the P.S. said...
What says... Okay. I hope you can spend some time while I'm away deciding what you really want for us. The past 15 months have been the most amazing months of my life, and I hope I have given you as much happiness as you have given me. What happens next is up to you, and I look forward to whatever happens.
That's not a P.S.
What it's meant to be will be.
That's more than a P.S.
That's like a paragraph.
That's like its own note.
Yeah.
All right.
She wants to get married.
She's giving you an ultimatum.
Yeah, she's saying like, it's basically what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, she wants to get married. And she wants to decide if
she doesn't say that, but she says next step. And that makes me feel like, she wants me to propose at least.
You should get her a promise ring.
She never said a word about it before.
I think she's giving you kind of a warning. Like, I hope this gives you some time to think about what you want. And she's basically saying, bleep or get off the pot.
Put a ring on it.
Let me give the phone number out here. 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T. 877-588-2378.
And just be careful with any advice you get from Jen, because she already thinks your relationship is 14 and a half months too long before an engagement.
Yes.
Okay.
Read that PS to us one more time, okay?
All right.
Okay. I hope you can spend some time while I'm away deciding what you really want for us. The past 15 months have been the most amazing months of my life, and I hope I have given you as much happiness as you have given me. What happens next is up to you, and I will look forward to whatever happens. What is meant to be will be.
Yeah, in her mind, she's ready. She's at a crossroads right now is what it sounds like to me, and if you don't take the next step in this relationship, it sounds like she's ready to bail.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually a nice heads up.
Well, is there any way that I can stall it or like maneuver or do something that, you know, like puts it off and just, or just tell her?
No,
I'm,
if you don't want to marry her, let her go.
Yeah, if you don't want to get married, don't get married. And if she wants to, she'll find someone else to marry.
We have like a great, everything's great, you know.
How old are you, by the way? Because you talked about being young.
I'm 24.
Okay.
That's how many months?
That's too many.
So don't compromise. If you're not ready to get married, certainly don't get married. But if she is, y'all are in different places, and maybe it's time to let her go.
I'm going
to
throw something sort of nutty out there, right? Then I'll take some calls. Why don't you sit her down and just be honest with her and say, I'm just not ready for that yet. I want to be with you right now. I'm just not ready for that step yet, and see what happens.
That's what I was thinking about, but I don't know. Do you think she'll stay? You know, is there any way that I can do anything that will keep her there, but at the same time be honest to her about how I feel?
I agree with Bert. Be honest and just see what happens. At least it's an honest place and an honest thing that'll happen instead of you trying to manipulate her to stay and then have her end up resenting you for it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an ultimatum, but it certainly sounds like she's not saying propose to me or I'm gone. Well, yeah, she is.
She kind of is.
Yeah, she sort of is. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
She might be talking about moving in together because that's the next step for a lot of people.
Are y'all living together?
No.
You're not.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, then maybe that's what she...
Maybe. That's a good point.
Good point.
But I wouldn't assume that. I would talk to her about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Talk to her. You say next step. Do you mean move in together? Mm-hmm. Do you mean get married? Do you mean whatever?
Right.
And I do think it's probably a good lesson for the both of you to speak clearly to one another instead of in code if you actually do want to have a marriage eventually. Because, you got to learn how to speak to each other. And both of y'all are tiptoeing around and afraid. And she's being cryptic in a PS. And, you know, you don't know how to be honest with her. And so I don't think you're ready for marriage, either one of you.
I know it's not move in together because her family, we can't actually live together unless we're married or something close to that. You know, they're a very traditional family.
By the way, she broke PS law.
Yeah, she's mad about this PS.
PS decency is one line.
Yes.
See you tonight.
Yeah,
I love you.
P.S. I love you.
Please
yes.
let the dog out,
mm-hmm.
but not like four or five really intense lines defining our relationship.
A whole big monologue.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
She wants to marry him.
Yeah, you think it's not about moving in?
Oh, definitely. It's just a very subtle hint to something that's very huge.
I don't know if it was very subtle.
Right.
I think she pretty much laid it on out there.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to make a decision, I think. Well, I would take Jen's advice, and that's like find out exactly what she means by the next step before you volunteer any information about where you are with marriage. Like, why can't, because okay. Jen, I think your suggestion was, hey, can you define this? Does that mean moving in or marriage? I think I would just ask her, what exactly do you mean by this? And let her fill it out.
What do you mean by next step? You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this kind of goes along, but she's kind of doing what Bert's advice has been, except she told him. But you have said that if a woman's in a relationship and there's they've mm-hmm. only been together for a little over a year, but you say if a woman's ready and she has a certain date that she's, you know, they're like Jen said, or get off the pot,
mm-hmm.
and then she has that date in her mind, and when the date comes and you don't step up, you haven't proposed to her, then she leaves.
It's a silent date, right, that you don't tell him about.
But she told him, I think.
It wouldn't apply to a 15-month relationship, or it could, I mean, depending on the woman. But I was thinking more like 2 or 3 years mm-hmm. or something like that, 3 years. But it could apply. If that's where she's at in her life, then whatever. Here's Samantha. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
That's respectful. Man, it's your own line. My idea, your line.
Hi. I am 23. I got married at 21. I have a baby now. I've been separated for 6 months. And sometimes you really got to think about a major, major step. Getting married is, you know, a big step. And I mean, I'm 23, you know, I think I was too young, but I have a wonderful son out of it, and I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Here is Kimber. Thanks for the call. Kimber disagrees entirely.
Okay.
Hey, Kimber, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
See, I disagree with everybody. I think she's totally taking the pressure off and letting him know that, hey, it's up to you. You know, I'm not going to pressure this. And
How do you disagree with all of us?
Well, I just think she's taking the wedding pressure off, letting him know that, you know, the next steps, it's all on you, and whatever will be, and, you know, I'm not going to pressure you into anything.
But I'm letting you know that I'm out of here unless you do something. So it is. It's like it's like light pressure, light but firm.
Because it says I'm giving you time to think about it. Like she's giving him directive. You know, I want you to contemplate what your decision's going to be, you know? So I don't know if it's... I'm taking the pressure off of you.
What's our final advice for David here? Wendy?
Just have a conversation with her. That's it. Just define it.
I'd say the same thing. I would just say, again, don't volunteer what she means. By next step, have her define it.
Agreed.
Don't give her like a multiple choice. Let her tell you.
Yeah, have an honest conversation with her, but don't get married if you're not ready. Just don't.
I say what they all just said again.
Ditto, 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 ditto.
Concur.
Jeff, you went in on this?
Yeah, I think what?
That was Wendy.
I think you should write her a letter back and put a really bizarre PS on yours, too, and see how long you can keep that going.
Well, you can always PSS.
Yeah.
Or PPS.
It's PPS.
Post.
I have a question.
Postscript.
It is?
Yeah.
Damn, I've been messing that up all these years.
You don't do PScript.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was PSS. No one's ever corrected me.
You're a DDA.
Everything in my life has just changed.
Dumb, dumb ass.
You guys are really going to laugh about that?
They all did. Every one of them.
Hey, David, when is she getting back?
On Sunday.
Sunday. All right, let's talk to you maybe on Monday and find out, or Tuesday, and see if you had that conversation with her, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Cool. All right, bye-bye.
You really like that? You thought that was fun?
I'm tickled.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.